It is used for a variety of reasons, both positive and negative. On the positive side, Twitter is used to impart accurate information or news for networking and to hold people accountable. However, it also has a dark side, where it's used to spread disinformation, abuse people, incite violence. And Amnesty International says that Twitter is falling short in protecting women. We speak to Amnesty International SA's Genevieve Quintal. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to your listeners.
Give us a bit of background to your study, who you interviewed and how the interviews were structured.
Sure. So, we between July and August this year, we conducted interviews with 9 women who live in South Africa and who are on Twitter, who had at one point been on Twitter. So these were journalists, politicians, artists, academics, activists. We spoke to journalists such as Karen Morn. We spoke to Phumzile Van Dam, who was a DA MP. We spoke to Rachel Khuleesi, people like that. And we asked them a number of questions about their experience with Twitter. So it was a semi-structured and focused interview about the experience of abuse on Twitter, how they reported it, what happened when they reported the abuse. And then this became part of the 2021 Twitter scorecard.
Yes, so as you've indicated, a wide spectrum of people. What were the main findings in Amnesty's 2021 Twitter scorecard?
Well, the main findings is that Twitter has done very little to combat the abuse on its platform. You know, this is still coming from, you know, Amnesty International did a scorecard last year, and it put forward 10 recommendations for Twitter to implement to tackle the abuse of women on their platform. And from what the team who did the 2020 scorecard are seeing, that only one of the 10 recommendations in the report has actually been implemented. They've made progress in some respects. They increase the amount of information available through their help center and transparency reports. They also launched some public awareness campaigns, expanding the scope of their hateful conduct policy and improved their reporting mechanisms and privacy and security features. But at the same time, while these are important steps, it's not enough. You know, a lot of the women we spoke to said, you know, they've actually stopped reporting the abuse because half the time nothing happens. Twitter either says that it's not against their policy, or they never hear back. So they just have to start blocking people and deal with it themselves.
Yeah, that is the unfortunate situation, you know, considering the fact that we into the 16 days of activism and the scorecard was released during these days. Is this not a reminder that abuse often happens online and have the same negative emotional health impact on abused women?
Absolutely. You know, people seem to think that on social media, there's a sense of being anonymous. And some of the messages that these women have received are horrendous. I mean, you wouldn't walk up to anyone in the street and actually say that to their face. And the problem with this type of abuse online, although people can say it's online, you can just block the person, ignore it. Like you said, it affects you mentally, your mental health. And you don't know how real that threat is. You don't know, sure, well, does someone know where I live? Does someone know where I work? Especially if you're in the public eye. And so that worry also plays on you. And we need to start taking that abusive behavior on social media very seriously.
Yes, we certainly do need to do that. You know, the focus being on women and our whole discussion centering around that, is there any support from Twitter for women who alert the social platform that they're being abused?
Well, all they have are their mechanisms to report the system. And this is why we're asking for more transparency from them. We're asking them for, you know, we're asking how does your moderating work, who's keeping an eye on the tweets, etc. And you know, we've had Twitter's response in between the report, which can be found online. Besides that, there's not much tangible and more effort needs to be made. You know, every country is also different. The context is also important. You know, a tweet that might be abusive here in South Africa, the kind of words you use or the wording, might not be abusive, let's say, or seen to be abusive in the USA. So who's moderating? Who's moderating the tweets and seeing it in the context that is a language context, etc.?
Yes, certainly. These are real issues that need to be taken up, and we certainly hope that Twitter will provide some sort of framework in this regard. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Go well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Genevieve Quintal speaking to us on behalf of Amnesty International South Africa.